I told you it'd be 4 weeks and 4 months, so, you know. We're looking at what makes a Baptist, and we were looking at the things that we call Baptist distinctives, and we've gone, this is the sixth one, we've gone through five of them. Just to review them quickly, they are the authority of the Scripture, the priesthood of the individual believer, the autonomy or independence of each local church, and then the fact that we believe the New Testament says there are two ordinances, the Lord's Supper and believer's baptism, and then individual soul liberty. And today, as we look at these things, you know, what Baptists have done is try to go to the Bible and try to base each of our beliefs and practices, even our organizations, on the teachings of the Bible. And every Christian's maybe goal or desire should be as close to the New Testament example for a Christian as possible, and then as an organization, as a church. A church should look at the New Testament and see what is the model for a New Testament church, and we should endeavor to be as close to that as humanly possible. And we've talked about that. There's this combination of beliefs and practices sets Baptists apart from all other Christian groups. Now, other Christian groups may have some of these ingredients, but no other Christian groups has this specific list of ingredients that other than Baptists. And so we looked at these. I mentioned the first five, and the one today we're going to look at is the two offices in the church, two offices in the local church, and they are the pastor and the deacon. And just quickly, we know this. We belong to a Bible-believing Baptist church, so we know that there is only two offices in the church. But we want to just talk just quickly about that today. And so when we look at the New Testament, it's very clear that God calls and ordains a pastor. And in the New Testament, there are three words used for this office, and they are elder and pastor and bishop. And some churches confuse this, but in the Greek, and I don't know the Greek, but I'm reading experts that know the Greek, these words indicate different functions, but they indicate the same person. And so I know of some churches that have elders. They have a pastor, and then they have elders, which to them is their maybe the equivalent of their deacons. And yet the Bible says that the elder and the pastor are the same person. So and specifically then there are qualifications for this office. And in 1 Timothy, if you take a note, 1 Timothy 3, it outlines, this is the primary passage, there are other passages, but outlines the qualifications for the pastor. And they're very well defined in Scripture, and they fall generally into two categories, that of character and then gifts for the ministry. And you'll know these, but this is not all of them, but the pastor should be blameless, which is no small feat. That is the first qualification mentioned in the Bible, but blameless, the husband of one wife, that means he shouldn't be divorced, not covetous, not given to wine, one that ruleth well his own house, and there are several others, of course, and several other passages that list the qualifications. But, you know, men that are to be a pastor, of course, should be called of God and led by the Holy Spirit. And really, anyone who would enter the ministry and not be called of God, it would be a tragedy for all involved eventually. So these are men that can qualify according to this list that the Bible gives in the New Testament and are called of God to be a pastor. The second office is that of deacon. And there are specific qualifications also listed. So in 1 Timothy, Paul continues then in verse 8 through 13, and he lists the qualifications for deacon. And so it's all there in that chapter, 1 Timothy chapter 3, among other chapters, but that's the main one. And in Acts 6, likely there is the first, or the beginning of the role of deacons. And the deacons were organized to primarily care for the physical needs of the congregation so that pastors could concentrate on the spiritual needs. And deacons were never meant to be a governing body, but really just leaders that serve is the way the Bible set that up. Now, you know, I won't spend much time on this, but most or maybe all Baptist churches choose deacons the same way. And the congregation, they come from within the church. The congregation usually votes on the deacons according to this list of qualifications. And then the duties or the role of deacons varies from church to church. But again, most of the time the deacons are asked to evaluate major matters and bring this to the congregation for a vote, as our church does with budgeting and money matters. And so that is primarily the job of the deacon. And I'll say this because maybe all of us have been in churches where the deacons, the role was reversed, and the deacons ran the church and the pastor was secondary, and that's not how the Bible set it up. But every pastor who has godly deacons is blessed and will find his ministry enhanced tenfold or hundredfold. But conversely, pastors who the board of deacons or the men, the deacons do not understand and refuse to be a true servant, can be an absolute curse to a pastor. And maybe you haven't been, but I was in a church years ago where the deacons ran the church, and the pastor who had health issues took a back seat, and it got ridiculous at some point where the deacons were meeting without the pastor, and actually they fired the principal. They didn't invite the pastor to the meeting, and they fired the principal without the pastor's knowledge, and it was almost ludicrous if it wasn't so sad. I was sitting in the audience, and I was a young person, newly married in that church, and this was one of the best churches in the whole area when we lived. I lived in Virginia, and the head deacon got up after the service and asked the pastor if he could make a statement, and he said, "We met, the deacons met," and the pastor looked up, you know, like, "What?" And he said, "We've decided to fire Mr. So-and-so." And this is totally without the pastor's knowledge, so it completely reversed. And unfortunately, if there's been any weakness that Baptists have had, have to endure or had in their churches, has been this tendency to allow deacons to run the church and relegate the pastor to a secondary role. And this is exactly opposite of how the Bible, of course, teaches it. So I just bring that example of how it shouldn't be done, because we look at the scripture to see how it should be done. And so the sixth Baptist distinctive is two offices in the local church, pastor and deacon. And so that's the sixth one we want to go. We have two more, and we'll visit those in the next couple weeks. All right, ushers, if you'll come, we'll take our offering. And if you would, take your hand out.